So as our Home Improvement Month continues, happy to be joined now by John Parker, owner of JSP Home Services, 515 Ulster Avenue in Kingston. John, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I am fine. Thanks for doing this. Now, the rumors are flying, John. Do you have any exciting news to share with us, John?
Yeah, so we merged with Heckeroth Plumbing and Heating in March, and we did the final kind of, integration in June. So now we're one big company. Basically, we added, I would say now we have just under 100 employees.
Wow.
We've got almost, 50 trucks on the road. So we are ready to go and serve the community. And it was a great merge. The two owners of Heckeroth are state of board, Jimmy and Johnny, and they're part of the team, and their team is just wonderful to work with. So it's been really a great integration, great partnership. We're really happy to be together with those guys and that team.
That's fantastic. Well, that's the advertising is true. JSP Home Services, their trucks are everywhere, no doubt about that. John, tell us, what should we do, actually, if you can give us a brief overview, what should we do to get ready for the winter months?
The most important thing I tell my customers is that you want to run everything. Make sure you even though we kind of hit our season now, but check your fuel levels. Make sure you got plenty of fuel for the season. Run everything. Get somebody out there to take a look at it. Even just a visual inspection to make sure everything's looking right. But most important thing, I think a lot of people wait, and they wait until it gets too cold to run it. They kind of push that envelope.
Yeah.
And then when they run it, it doesn't get a good workout, and then all of a sudden they got problems, and that's usually when we get inundated with calls. Second thing is just, make sure you got your house sealed up, and the most efficient system is a system that doesn't have to run all the time. And so seal up those cracks, seal up those windows, make sure you got your door sealed up and all that good stuff, and insulation.
Boy, that's a true thing, man. I was guilty of that. I always waited until I had 10 inches of snow before I said, gee, I hope the snowblower starts,
Yeah. Right.
Well,
right.
We're all looking to save money, John. Question for you: is a heat pump more energy efficient than other heating systems? What's your word on that?
Yeah, it is. It's heat pumps have really taken our area by storm. We have for those of you that don't know, a heat pump is what we call mini split or ductless splits. You see them all over the place now. They are super efficient, and without getting too technical on them, they basically there's the ability for the electric to be regulated so that it feeds just the amount of electric needed. So it saves a ton of money on running them. I have them in my home. I have Lennox heat pumps in my home, and we save a ton of money by having them. And honestly, I think there's a lot of talk and a lot of incentives from the Central Hudson, our local power supply companies, because they see it as well. They see the potential in not having so many fossil fuels burning and saving the homeowner money as well as comfort, as well as saving the environment.
Nice. We're talking and John Parker, owner of JSP Home Services, 515 Ulster Avenue in Kingston. The telephone number, 845-280-5199. I'm reading about the SEER rating, the change in SEER rating, and I don't know what that is. Can you help us out?
Sure, yeah. So SEER is a seasonal energy efficiency rating. And so the government determines the efficiencies of all the equipment that we put in. And the SEER, every 5 or 6 years, it seems now, they raise the SEER rating. And the minimum SEER rating now is going to go up by a point. I believe it's a 14 SEER. Right now it's 13 SEER. What it really means is that it's all the manufacturers will stop producing the 13 SEER, the lower SEER equipment. Doesn't mean that that's obsolete or anything wrong with it. It just means that now the manufacturers are going to have to make a higher SEER rating equipment. The effect it could have to the homeowner is, this is all supposed to take effect January 1, 2023, is that the equipment prices go up. So, a call to action would be to, if you want to get your system getting taken care of before the new year, you can take advantage of some savings when they manufacture the new equipment. It's certainly going to go up in price. We don't know how much, but it's usually the effect of it is it costs more for that equipment.
Gotcha. Thanks for clearing that up. Very good. John, are there any incentives that we can take advantage of if we're thinking about replacing our current system?
Yeah, there's great rebates through Central Hudson. There's There's also tax credits through the state. And there's Lennox as having, I believe right now, about, I think it's a $1,200 rebate, and or you can do 0% financing. So there's tons of great incentives right now to install heat pumps in your home. And, you know, the utility rebates have been really great. So that's something you definitely take advantage of. And, you know, that's something our sales guys are real versed in. They can walk any homeowner through it.
Nicely done. What else is on your hit list, John? What else do you want to touch on?
I think we hit it all there, Bob. I mean, we're expanding our electrical department. Something to keep in mind. You know, we do all trade lines. So we do plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical. And, you know, our whole goal is to be able to get to your home and be able to serve you quickly and efficiently. So if you need our services, we're here for you.
Nicely done. Congratulations on your new partnership with Hickaroth as well. Nicely done.
Thank you, Bob. Much appreciated.